The master plan will shape a uniform vision on maintaining and improving critical services like transportation, public safety, and utilities. Some components of the current plan have not been updated in 25 years, and a lot's changed in that time. Adam Mayberry, a spokesman for the city, says that in the past decade alone, Sparks has become more than just a bedroom community to Reno.
It has become a standalone city with essentially all the goods and services that Reno and other municipalities provide. So it's exciting to see the growth. We're going to continue to grow. We can't stop that. We know that.
With Tesla setting up shop in nearby Story County, city officials want to be ready to support the anticipated population growth, which will undoubtedly impact traffic and some aging infrastructure. Before drafting a plan, they hope to get feedback from 2,400 residents, which Mayberry says could be challenging.
Our residents, most of the time, they're not particularly inclined to attend a public meeting or attend a public workshop. When we host those, the attendance is fairly small. So we don't want to just hear from, you know, two dozen community members.
That's why the city's putting boots on the ground to meet residents in the community and provide surveys online. Once enough feedback is collected, leaders will roll out their new master plan next fall. Michelle Bliss, Reno Public Radio News.